This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our flagship station here in Sarasota, Tampa, Florida. I broadcast out of both stations here, AM 860, AM 930, to the world and the country across our networks at night. Now, we also want to give a special shout out to everybody that's working tonight on the Third Watch. That includes our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Of course, the truck drivers, the bulk mail center drivers hauling the mail, the suicide jockeys getting the fuel out there so people can continue their travels over the weekend. Because contrary to public opinion, there aren't that many electric cars out on the road going very far this weekend. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Truth Social as at Captain's America. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And also our great website. Go over there, check it out. See all the great little things we have over there. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. And joining us right now, from the thriving metropolis of Detroit or somewhere thereabouts, we have someone that just stole our assistant hockey coach up here, Ron Edwards. You stole our coach. Are you there, Mr. Ron?
Yes, good morning.
You stole our coach.
Well, that's the way it goes, eh?
Well, he's got more money and he's going to be a head coach and he's going to be back with our former guy that got one of our Stanley Cups down here, your general manager up there. So that's good company from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, I understand that he's a real good guy and that he's someone that the Red Wings need to get the Wings back into winning contention. They want to get back to the way they used to be.
If they'll listen to him, they'll do it, if they listen to him. Because he's well-disciplined.
Yeah.
He's learned from one of the best in the business, John Cooper, and he will do it. So there you go. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, let's do it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values and beliefs, which we had plenty of back then, and they're going by the wayside, Pastor, and you can even shut the door behind them. Unbelievable. Now, I realize that's part of the problem we have in America today, and I realize we're not going to be able to do anything about it. But those of us that are left, we can certainly live by the principles that got us to where we're at. Okay, let's talk about a flag maker by the name of James Stocky, who has been banned from advertising on Facebook after he made a hand-painted wooden American flag, that's his trademark, with the image of former President Donald Trump on it.
He said that after a customer, I believe, posted an image of the flag on Facebook and tagged it, the flag store on it, Facebook got wind of that, and that's where things kind of spun out of control there. He claimed that Facebook was kind of vague in its reason behind the sudden ban, and he said the social media giant maintained his company violated the platform's community standards. So I just find that very interesting. And they also mentioned that they got about 9 months worth of orders after being on appearing on Newsmax or whatever. And even PayPal got on the act of messing with them. And I guess they kind of held on to their money for a long time. And Harmy Dillon, the great civil rights attorney, got involved and got that situation straightened out a bit. So it's amazing how, you know, something like a flag with an image of Donald Trump is against community standards now. I mean, a former president? It's ridiculous.
Well, what are you going to do when they put the coins out there that you see all the time, you know, the Donald Trump coin?
Oh, they're going to go to Nutsville. They're going to drive them crazy.
Okay. Now, my second article to talk about you was the fact that we did take our former Tampa Bay Lightning assistant coach, Derek Lalonde. He is now the head coach up there in Detroit. We wish him well because he's a great guy. He's done a tremendous job down here working under John Cooper. He's been the mentor, if you will, of this young man, and he's going to do good up there. He is going to do good.
Now, I understand that he's kind of a defensive guru. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And that's something the Red Wings really need at this time. So, we hope it works out.
But he's a defensive guru who knows how to score goals.
Okay.
Excellent. That's the big thing. See, a lot of times they get him locked up in one position and say, well, he's a power forward. All of a sudden, the power forward becomes a defensive player, a key defensive player. They're capable of doing other things, but your team is going to immediately improve up there, and I believe you're going to have just another year or two, you'll be right back in the playoffs again.
Excellent. Cool. Yep. Look forward to seeing that.
Yep. Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, by the way, we're going to take a break here, so that's coming up. I'm just looking at it, so I'll change gears for a minute. Now, if the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, the idea of not being able to send their lady friends off to the local abortion clinic has apparently prompted young men to take interest in a permanent form of contraceptive. Guess what? A whole bunch of them are lining up now to get vasectomies.
Yeah, well, men have responsibility because it does take two to tango, and a vasectomy. No, that's a great idea. But here's the number one idea. If you don't want to be involved in that situation, just don't do it. I mean,
there you go. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more of Ron Edwards, too, and we'll have an Edwards notebook on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Will Major League Baseball ever return to being America's pastime? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. My hometown baseball team, formerly known as the Cleveland Indians, became politically retarded and gave up their name and switched to the Foolish Guardians, all because a small band of mostly white, politically retarded leftists demanded that they drop Chief Wahoo and the Indian name because it offended them. Despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of American Indians were never offended by the famous Chief Wahoo, this year Major League Baseball has been displaying the rainbow flag colors of the prideful people. What does a chosen, unnatural lifestyle have to do with Major League Baseball, or any sport for that matter? Not long ago, sports at least tried to present a sense of wholesomeness to children. Even legendary boozers like Babe Ruth, who volunteered to enjoy the many women who presented themselves, never tried to use society to push that into the minds and beliefs of young children who looked up to them. They understood that sports represented hard-nosed competition and teamwork, which helps build good character. No wonder Major League Baseball is no longer America's pastime and could soon be a relic of the past. I'm Ron Edwards. Sponsored by Constitutional Grounds Coffee.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, and Constitutional Grounds Coffee, folks, is a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than many other grounds brands that you're going to buy out there. Now, I've got my little cup right here, and I'm going to... Oh, boy. I got to take two sips this time. Wow. I'll tell you, it's so smooth. It's so smooth. Constitutional Grounds coffee. It's got a delicious taste that people are raving about, including me, because it's in my cup. And remember, you can go over to theronedwards.com, the website. It's theronedwards.com, the website. Make your purchase right over there. And don't forget, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that you want.
In your cup.
There he is. There he is. There's that voice again. All right. Listen, I was thinking to myself, there's a great caption coming out of that one that you just played. And had I known a little quicker, and I knew I had a little more time, I could have stuck Harry Carey in there. Oh, one, a two, and a three. Take me out to the ball game.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been perfect in there.
Yep.
Boy, oh, boy.
Harry Carey.
Yep. All right, well, let's get back to what we were talking about. You know, and I know this to be true, so I can say this and not offend the guy. Rex Chapman, who is a CNN Plus host, which is now defunct and gone, but he was allegedly, in his own words, a former drug addict, which is why they wanted him on there to talk about drugs and things that were going on. Now, he's consistently one of the worst people they ever brought on television or the internet, for that matter. He launched into a horrible racist tweet storm against Justice Clarence Thomas this week. And Chapman, who did have that show on the now-defunct CNN Plus, is still listed as a CNN host on the Liberal Network's website. So guess what? That makes him a host, and that makes him the voice of CNN.
You know something, Captain, you know, a lot of people were really taken aback by that and everything. And, you know, he did say that not another person of color in the picture, Chapman, reacted. He says, I think it's most funny about this is that these white kids and their parents view this as their entry into black America. But so here's the thing, Captain. This is very typical amongst leftist, liberal, white males especially. They hate with just an extreme passion. They hate good black men like Clarence Thomas and others who are not on the Democrat Party plantation. They don't bow before the golden donkey. They have their own minds. They happen to like this country, or in the case of Clarence Thomas and myself, we love this country, and we appreciate this way of life. And Thomas is doing his darn level best to help in his capacity as the, you know, justice of the Supreme Court. He has common sense, he has good morals, and he understands right from wrong. This guy Chapman couldn't understand right from wrong if it was explained to him for 10 years. He just doesn't get it, as don't most leftist liberals like that. And like I said, and I will reiterate, leftist whites like this hate with a passion blacks who have their own mind and who do not bow in front of the golden donkey. It's just that simple.
Well, he got very personal and very offensive when he threw out his series of insinuations by claiming that Thomas is not really black, going so far as to use pictures of his white wife as his reference to why Thomas is not black. And that's dumb. That's just dumb.
And but it's typical. It's just like one white writer 1 year, several years ago, called me a unicorn in the Detroit News because of my political stance.
Wait a minute, don't you have to have horns for that? Unicorn?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't see any horns.
And they're very unusual. So, but this guy is stupid. He's ignorant. And like I said, that's very typical amongst liberal leftist whites. They hate blacks like Clarence Thomas. They hate them.
Well, let's talk about something that's kind of interesting. It goes with the weekend. There's going to be a lot of people out there traveling this weekend. And I heard some 47 million people are going to be going on the road 50 miles or more from home. Now, I'm thinking to myself, I wonder how many of those are going to be in electric cars and we're going to see them pulled over on the shoulder out of energy.
I really don't think it's going to be too many of these electric vehicles. First of all, they have the wrong kind of batteries, but that's for another show. But it's an increase of 3.7%, almost 4% over last year. bringing travel volumes just shy of those seen in 2019. And it's the big surprise that car travel will set a new record despite historically high gasoline prices caused by everyone's buddy Joe Biden, with 42 million people hitting the road with crowded roads and busy airports. And so, you know, AAA warns people to travel early or just be very flexible because of the stress and everything like that, because, you know, tour vacation spots are getting used to, once again, to the high demand after a couple of years being, tamped down because of the coronavirus restrictions.
Well, I paid $4.39 a gallon to fill up my vehicle here in Tampa Bay yesterday. That's not bad. That's not bad considering what it is around the country and elsewhere. And and I do know that we haven't had our state taxes rolled back yet. They're talking about the last quarter, October, November, December, which is pretty much really a blessing. That's Christmas time for the shopping. And, of course, the feds, they haven't done anything yet. That's 18.4 cents. So if they do go ahead.
That's that's a little Band-Aid. What they need to do is increase the production and
Keystone Pipeline, bring it back.
Yeah, exactly. Do that, and it'll be, there are spots, Captain, throughout the United States that by themselves you have hundreds of years of available crude oil.
Sure.
And, for instance, California has, if you were to just start on California alone, it has about 300 years of crude oil. And that's just one spot.
Yep.
So we have more than enough for the United States of America. And for this guy, Joe Biden, and his friends to plug up our ability to take care of ourselves is just evil. And then turn around, hey, Saudi Arabia, can you please give us oil? Can anyone, like a tin cup bum, walking around begging our enemies? We're looking stupid, by the way, around the world.
All right, we're going to finish for this. You got about 30 seconds. Two cases regarding lower court rulings on abortion bans and a third abortion-related case were thrown up by the Supreme Court yesterday. Federal appeals courts in Arizona and Arkansas get their cases back, as well as one in Indiana.
Well, the lower court decisions were based on Roe v. Wade, which was decided in 73, and a companion precedent known as Planned Parenthood versus Casey, which was decided in 92. After the June 24th Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe, the three cases will now return to lower courts to be reconsidered. So that's good news. We're getting the situation finally straightened out the way it should be, and that's a good thing.
All right, I'm going to make an announcement right here, folks. You want to be tuned in on Wednesday this week coming up, because Ron Edwards is going back into the Wednesday slot at 5:06 in the morning for two segments. Plus, he'll be here on Saturdays with us, too. And he'll be publishing things on his website over there about it, and I'll have something up on mine here, too. All right, have a great weekend. Happy Independence Day.
Yes, absolutely. Happy Independence Day. God bless America, and may America bless God.
Okay, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, who you just heard from, and I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is...
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Experts are predicting more people to be on the roads this 4th of July holiday weekend. AAA saying there's pent-up demand for travel, and with the friendly skies not being so friendly, folks are turning to their cars, where Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says gas prices would be lower if more focus was on domestic energy resources.
We don't build pipelines. We're not drilling. We're not loaning money to energy companies. We're putting additional regulations on fracking.
According to the most recent AAA station survey, the national average for the price of regular gas is $4.84 a gallon. Last year, over the 4th of July, it was $3.12 a gallon. Have a safe and happy 4th of July weekend. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. In the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, we will take it right away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, for doing that. And we will be right back with Kyle Warren and more of what we were talking about with him earlier. But Mike Lindell and MyPillow are bringing you this portion of the program. And, yep, they're having a weekend extravaganza over at MyPillow.com. The buy one, get one is on in full blast. And, by the way, the slippers, the My Slippers, $90 off. $90 off. Unbelievable. So anyway, right now, you can buy one, get one. Free pricing on the MyPillow bed sheets, the Giza bed sheets. Fantastic sheets. Trot on over there to the MyPillow.com website. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Here's another one. The Giza Elegance MyPillows. Those are fantastic pillows. Buy one, get one. Promo code CAPTAIN. The six-piece towel sets, the just fantastic quality towels, buy one, get one, promo code CAPTAIN. The Roll and Go Anywhere My Pillows, buy one, get one, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And so much more. There's a lot more over there, too. So much that I can't mention it all. You got to go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and take a look and see what's for sale. And you're going to see a bunch of stuff that I can't mention. There's too much. The promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. The phone number is always going to be 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products for the Independence Day celebration going on at MyPillow.com. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. And if you just want to buy one item, you'll save 66% with the promo code CAPTAIN. Now call 800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It certainly is.
All right. We had a story that I was watching all week long because a lot of people have been concerned about Bill Gates buying up large amounts of farmland, right?
Right, right.
Well, he just did it again. He won legal approval to buy a massive swath of prime North Dakota farmland over the objections of some of the local residents and questions about the legality of the purchase. Well, enter into the mix North Dakota's Attorney General, who happens to be a Republican, who cleared the sale on June 29th after finding that the Gates-controlled entity complies with a Depression-era law meant to protect family farms because the land is being leased back to the farmers. Now, Red River Trust, a Texas-based organization controlled by Gates, in November bought some 2,100 acres of farmland in North Dakota near the borders of Minnesota and Canada. It takes 600 acres to have a section of land. They got almost four sections of land on the border with Canada.
Well, right. And, of course, a lot of this goes to, Captain, the idea that somehow a small handful of people that are incredibly rich are buying up the farmland. I will say this, though. If Donald Trump was buying up all the farmland or a large section of farmland, there would be some kind of huge controversy about that, I'm sure. But here we have Bill Gates doing it, and he's into a lot of different things, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I was wondering why Trump wouldn't have bought some of the oil leases that were available when they were up for sale in the Everglades.
Very good question. Very good question.
But he didn't do it.
No, but I think part of the concern is, obviously, the American farmer has fed the world for I don't know how long, for since time immemorium, it seems. And I think people are concerned that if you have more and more land concentrated in the hands of a few, that will take away the ability of the American farmer to be independent and this kind of thing. So, but this is complying, and as you said, the Republican governor there even was able to vouchsafe for that.
Now, President Joe Biden told Democratic governors on Friday on a Zoom call that he's looking at all the alternatives to protect abortion access following the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. He did that one day after returning from the independent summits that he went to, the international summits over there for NATO and the G7 in Europe.
Well, right, and you know they're continuing to try to mine this for any political power they can get or any political cachet. They're going to harp on this for quite some time, but you know, Captain, I do think it's kind of a situation where it could backfire ultimately, only because they've really got to concentrate on the things that are really going to be important to people's everyday lives. Now, abortion is a very hot topic. People, I think, they're dug in one way or another. They're dug in. They're either for it or they're against it. It's very, very difficult to change people's minds one way or the other. But I think a lot of people are going to really start looking at what's happening in the country. There will be a very hardcore that are going to vote only about abortion. But the Biden administration, they're grasping right now, trying to change the subject to anything, and they're happy that it's abortion.
Well, Biden came back to a very unreceptive group of Democrats, as well as Republicans, because they handed him the results of a poll that was done this week that showed 71% combined of both Democrats and Republicans do not want Biden to run again for president in 2024.
And that's, I think, a combination not only of the state of affairs in which we find ourselves, but also, of course, how Biden behaves, how he comes across. It's becoming more and more painful and hard to watch this particular person, Joe Biden, struggle through all the different things he's got to struggle through. And people find that very off-putting and uncomfortable, and I think they do feel that there's no way that he should run.
Well, in the meantime, in an Emerson poll that was done, Donald Trump has a big lead, and I'm talking about a big lead, some 30 points over Ron DeSantis on the GOP side of the aisle. And when you put him over there with the Democrats that want him to run, there ain't nobody, even close to him, nobody.
Well, that's right, and of course, polls are snapshots in time, and as we continue on, we don't know exactly what the lay of the land is going to be like in terms of any emerging candidates. I still think, no matter Trump's popularity in polls, I still think you're going to have a lot of GOP heavyweights trying to look to see if they could go out and run themselves. But it will always depend on what's happening in the world and what people feel that is this a Trump issue that needs to be dealt with or what? So time will tell.
I can't see him running for office.
Well, I know that he's popular in these polls and so forth, but I think it's also up to him.
He's going to get destroyed.
Well, that could very well be.
They're going to get up there. They're going to start to match wit with him. He's going to babble. He's going to bumble. He's going to fumble. And he's going to look like the damn fool that he is. It's going to destroy him.
Well, it sometimes the idea, too, is what would a second Trump term look like in terms of the anticipation of what it would look like? Or looking back historically, you could ask the question, 10, 20 years from now, what would a second term
Here's your answer.
Have looked like?
It depends on if he has a Republican Congress to work with.
Well, that's true. I think that the way the Republicans comport themselves, presumably after winning the House and Senate, perhaps, is going to also really start to tell the tale on what we can expect in 2024, what's going to be important, and how people are going to react to the idea of having the Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House all at the same time.
And Congress needs to get off their fat duffs, and they need to understand it's time for them to find solutions, not sit there and try to rein in the Supreme Court and do this other craziness they're up to. It's time for them to do their job.
Well, and part of that, too, is that the Supreme Court is a co-equal branch of the government, and to try to manipulate that other branch of the government is not just off-putting, but it does seem to go against the way the system is set up. And, we talked about earlier, we even had the call from Dan about trying to bring people together and so forth. There's a lot of this discord that's trying to make us go against one another.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with the next Truckers Highway Bible Report on a weekend edition. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'll give you three guesses who that is, Kyle, and the first you don't count.
Well, who is it?
Grand Funk Railroad.
Wow.
And that's
okay,
called beautiful. Foot stomping, and they are stomping, getting it done, bouncing around, lots of energy in that one. And I remember that song when it came out. I remember a lot of kids were having a good time dancing to that music because that was just headbanging stuff.
That's right. Yeah, I love Grand Funk Railroad.
All right, take it away out west. Tell me what you're seeing.
All right, folks, out west tonight, of course, we do have the flood watch. This is going on in northern Washington, so you want to be aware of that. This is going to cover most of the northern part of Washington, but this is going to be north of I-90, north of Spokane, over on into northern Idaho, but it's still going to stay north of Coeur d'Alene, so be aware of that. We do have hot, dry weather all through the western part of Utah this weekend, also down into Arizona, Kingman, Lake Havasu City, Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, and that cooling trend that we were seeing in northern Nevada up along I-80 really is now going to turn back to a little bit more warming trend, but you're also going to have a lake wind advisory in that area, so be careful, of course, with high-profile vehicles. Rain right now continuing, looks like still as you're heading out I-76 towards Nebraska out of Denver, you're definitely going to run in to rain coming across the interstate there. Also on I-25 down south of Albuquerque near Socorro, New Mexico. We've got rain there. And looks like the rain that was around Tucson last hour started to dissipate, but now has moved a little bit north of Tucson up towards Red Rock along I-10. So be careful out there.
Kyle, what have we got going on the east coast of Coney Island today?
Is it the hot dog eating contest?
You bet it is.
All right.
You bet it is. I wonder if... What the hell is the guy that ate all the hot dogs and set all the records? I wonder if he's going to be there. Joey somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joey.
I'm not sure, to be honest, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he's out hot dog out. Oh, well, I don't know. We'll find out when we find out.
It's not something I could do. I just don't even know how they do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a look at the central part of the country. We'll use Kansas as our start because in the northeastern corner of Kansas, you're going to have rain all day. You're going to have some low-level flooding there in Kansas today. It could be a little bit interesting around Kansas City because the rain is right there and out on I-70 going west. We're about probably 75 miles. You'll have it out there, too, so be advised of that. You've got a stagnant air alert in the Metroplex of Dallas-Fort Worth today. The air there has just been dingy, to say the least, all week long, and it's that way again right now. Now, going up into the Chicago area in Gary, Indiana, and down about 40 or 50 miles south of Chicago, you got an area up there which could have some rain starting out at almost any time. Conditions are right for a thunderstorm or two. Same with the mountains of Carolina and the mountains of South Carolina, North Carolina, South Carolina, because right off the coast now, about halfway up North Carolina and about halfway up South Carolina, you've got a tropical depression that's trying to form into something, and if it gets out over the water, out over the Atlantic Ocean, you will have probably, at the very least, an organized tropical depression or maybe even a low-level tropical storm going up the East Coast, so be advised of that. We've got Bonnie, in the meantime, down there coming across just south of Costa Rica, probably going to be in the Pacific later today. May not be much of anything after it gets tore up by land, but we've also got a third one out there coming across, which is in the southern eastern part of the Caribbean, and it'll be Monday before we know really what's going to happen with it. So, Kyle, tell us about your show, and then give us a real brief promo for the Pilots and Flying J's.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, the Pilot and Flying J, of course. You can find out more about the Pilot Flying J Travel Center simply by going to pilotflyingj.com, especially if you're on the road this summer. You want to check in with them because you want to join the rewards program, the My Rewards Plus app. You're going to save money, you're going to get great offers, and you're going to earn points on everything that you buy there. Stop in to find great snacks for your drive, road trip gear, and also deals on meals as well. PilotFlyingJ.com, and you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. Happy Independence Day. We look forward to talking to you on Monday, and we will be celebrating our independence right here on the radio.
We sure will. Thank you, Captain.
All right. Take care. That's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him. Now I'm queuing up the other phone here because on the other line I've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we got some news that the Ukrainians used some of the missiles that they got from the United States and fired them on Russian troop positions, forcing them to have to move back out of the exposed areas that they were in. And that's an interesting note with some of this $820 million worth of aid that they're waiting to get.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to happen. And if I'm not mistaken, that is part and parcel of the reason the Russian troops abandoned Snake Island.
Yep.
To hear Moscow say it, oh, we were doing it as a goodwill gesture. Well, right.
No, they were exposed.
The lies that the Kremlin can tell are epic.
They're taking lessons from Biden, I think.
As they continue to bomb residential buildings and whatnot. But anyway.
Yeah, killing women and children is okay for them.
Exactly.
So it's a terrible situation, but then again, what are you going to do? We've got to... I don't see that going anywhere. As a matter of fact, I see that being a lengthy thing. I think they're going to drag it on as long as they can. I don't think Russia wants to just go in there and beat the people to a pulp and say, okay, we're here, now you listen to us. They want a certain amount of land, and that's where they're going to stop. And after that, then they'll do whatever until they reconnoiter what they're going to do in Europe, I guess. All right, hold that thought. Coming right back, folks, for more. Denise Simon, too. Go over to FoundersCode.com, check out what she has to offer, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
If you want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.